الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, as always, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't ring and make noise during the khutbah. Jazakumullah. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad results of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the best advice in the Quran. And from this advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in the state of al-Islam. May Allah bless us all to die in the state of al-Islam. Allahumma ameen. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ ۚ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the remembrance, the mindfulness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam. And from him he created his wife, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Once again, honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the victorious, from the successful people on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allahumma ameen. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for myself and a reminder for you about the importance of remembering death. The importance of remembering death. Remembering that our own death is out there somewhere in our future and we need to remember and prepare for it. And what made me decide to speak about this was that this past week we buried one of our young brothers. And by young, I mean very young, a little boy. A little boy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this little boy the precursor, the forerunner for his families in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. But brothers and sisters, when we see a janazah, when we see someone dying in front of us, we should pay attention. We should recognize that this is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. We need to remember that today it might have been this person. Tomorrow it may be us. And so we need to prepare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the best reminder in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kullu nafsin da'ikatul maut." Every soul is going to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And it is only on Yawmul Qiyamah that you will be paid in full for what you did. On Yawmul Qiyamah, we will get our full reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُخْسِهَا أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And whosoever is pulled away from the hellfire and entered into paradise, that person has truly succeeded. And so this should be our goal in life, brothers and sisters, to succeed on Yawmul Qiyamah. And Allah says that's the best success, that's the ultimate success. Being saved from the hellfire and entered into Jannah. That's the true success. That's the only success that matters. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is a passing pleasure. It's a passing enjoyment. It's the enjoyment of something that's going to deceive you. So brothers and sisters, this is why we need to remember death. Death is our next stop. Death is our next stop. and we should prepare. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَدَّاتِ. Rasulullah said, frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures. Frequently remember that thing which is going to put an end to all the pleasures that we enjoy in this dunya. And that is maut. Yani maut, death. And so this is advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many times people, they don't like for me to talk about death. They don't like to hear me talking about the grave. This is the reality. We don't like to hear about that. So the brothers, they'll be like, you're talking about that again? Talk about something good. Talk about something happy. But this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, frequently remember the destroyer of pleasures. And so this is what we need to do. There's a saying in the Arabic. And the saying is, قُلَّ آتٍ قَرِيبٍ قُلَّ آتٍ قَرِيبٍ, which means everything that is coming, it's near. Everything that is coming, it's near. It's almost there. And brothers, this is death. This is death for each and every one of us. And so we need to remember it. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said that upon occasion, he said, كُنْتُ مَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَجَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنْسَارِ فسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال يا رسول الله أي المؤمنين أفضل. Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, he said that upon occasion, he says, I was with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم when one of the Ansar, they came, and this person, he gave salam to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he said, O Messenger of Allah, who is the best of the believers? Who is the best of the believers? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسنهم خلقا. Rasulullah said, the best of the believers is that person who has the best akhlaq, the best character, the best manners. This is the best of the believers. And so then this Ansari, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَأَيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَقْيَاسِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, who is the wisest? Who is the wisest of the believers? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the Messenger of Allah said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِمَوْتِ ذِكْرًا. Rasulullah said, the wisest from the believers is that person who remembers death a lot. That's the wisest of the believers. In this dunya, all of us, we appreciate, we value wisdom. All of us, we value intelligence. This is the reality. But look who Rasulullah said is the wisest of the people. Is that person who remembers death a lot. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ لِمَا بَدَّهُ اسْتِدَادًا أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَخْيَاسِ. Rasulullah said, the wisest person is that person who remembers death a lot, and then he's preparing for it. He's preparing for this death. Rasulullah said, these are the wisest of people. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, we need to reflect. The life of this world is rapidly coming to an end for us. Many of us, if you're anything like me, we've already probably passed the halfway point in our lives, and we're on the downward slope. And Allahu A'lam, we don't know where that might be. Young people die every day. This young brother that passed away, subhanAllah, he was like less than 3 years old. What makes us think that we're going to be here forever? Brothers and sisters, we need to talk about death. We need to remind ourselves about death. We need to remind ourselves about the next stop in our train. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَلِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَشَهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَأْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, the death from which you're fleeing, the death that you're trying to get away from, is going to meet you. You don't have to worry about missing your appointment with death. Allah says, this death that you're trying to avoid, that you're running away from, that you don't even want to talk about it. Allah says, this death is going to meet you. And then you're going to be carried back to the one who knows the seen and the unseen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to inform you about what you used to do. Brothers and sisters, we shouldn't put our heads in the sand and pretend like death is something that happens to other people. We need to remember death is going to happen to each and every one of us for sure. And so we should be preparing, brothers and sisters. And there's many benefits that come from reflecting upon death, from remembering death. Brothers and sisters, from the benefits of remembering death, is that if we remember death, many of us wouldn't do the things that we do. If we constantly remember death, many of us wouldn't be doing the things that we constantly do. One of the Muslims that came before us, his name was Sa'id ibn Juhair, he said, it is a great deception. It is a great deception
that you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly hoping for His forgiveness. You're deceiving yourself, brothers and sisters. We're deceiving ourselves. How many of us, we commit sins day in and day out, all the time, thinking Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. I just have to make tawbah to Allah. We're deceiving ourselves, brothers and sisters. We're not fooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we all make mistakes. Yes, many of us, we go back to the same sin over and over and over again. But we have to try to make a change. We can't just keep going like this until the day that we die. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we're seeking the pleasure, the love, the happiness of somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, we disobey Allah, we do things we know we shouldn't do because we want to make somebody else happy? Maybe it's our wives, maybe it's our children, maybe it's our parents. Brothers and sisters, listen to the warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنْفَأَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْسِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَأْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never, never will your relatives or your children benefit you. Never. Allah said, لَن. He said, on Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah is going to separate between you. On Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah is going to separate between you. And Allah says, and verily Allah is the all-seeing of what you do. So brothers and sisters, if we're disobeying Allah, if we're incurring sins, disobeying Allah for the pleasure of some of the creation, whether it's our wives, whether it's our children, because we love to see our families happy. But if you try to make them happy at the expense of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy with us, it's a losing proposition. On Yawmul Qiyamah, this family that you disobeyed Allah for today, on Yawmul Qiyamah, they're not going to come to your rescue and say, oh Allah, please forgive him. He did it for me, oh Allah. No. On Yawmul Qiyamah, it's going to be nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. So brothers and sisters, remember death. Remember that we're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with us today than to make him unhappy with us today. Brothers and sisters, if we remember death, if we remembered al-maut, how many of us would instead seek the pleasure of Allah instead of the pleasure of ourselves, our own pleasures? Think about it. Many times when we disobey Allah, it's because we're trying to make something, we're trying to make ourselves happy. We're trying to do something that's going to bring pleasure to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَسِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your share of the dunya. Don't forget your share of the life of this world. And so many people, they say, hey, I got to get mine. I got to get mine. I got to get my share of this dunya. And they say, and Allah says, and don't forget your share of the dunya. But what is our share of this dunya, brothers and sisters? What is our share of this dunya? Imam Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, he said, when Allah says, don't forget your share of this dunya, he said, Allah is talking about your kafan. Your kafan. Your shroud. Your shroud. Because that's what's going into that qabr with you. This shroud that they wrap us up in, that's what's going into the qabr, into the grave with us. That's what we're taking from this dunya into the akhirah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Qala ibn Adam, Mali, Mali. The son of Adam says, my wealth, my wealth. Like, I got to get mine, it's mine, it's mine. And Rasulullah said, but what is your wealth, O son of Adam? Rasulullah said, your wealth is that food that you eat, and it's gone. Nobody else can eat it, you ate it. And Rasulullah said, your clothes that you wear, and you wear them out. And now nobody else can wear them. That's yours. And Rasulullah said, the sadaqah that you give, the charity that you give, that's yours. But that's it. That's our share of this dunya. So brothers and sisters, we should reflect. This world right here that we're struggling so much for, we're sacrificing so much to get from this world, how much of that is going to go with us? And is it going to bring blessings and reward from Allah, or is it going to bring punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, from the benefits of remembering death, of remembering that death can come at any moment, is that it'll make you rush to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember death, when you remember that death can come at any moment, it'll make you want to make tawbah to Allah. It'll make you want to repent to Allah and ask Allah to forgive you. And we should reflect. We should reflect on the way that we think. Suppose that you start feeling sick. And so you go to the doctor, and the doctor, he examines you, and he says, oh, I have bad news. You have this, this, and that, and maybe you have 2 months left to live. How many of us would change the way that we're living our lives then? How many of us would rush to make tawbah to Allah? How many of us would rush to start making the salat that we're not making? How many of us would rush to start giving sadaqah, spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'd make all kinds of changes because this doctor said, oh, I think you only got 2 months left to live. But we should reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our creator. Allah is the one who controls death. And Allah has already told us, kullu nafsin da'ikatul maut. Every soul is going to taste death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, iqtaribat linnasi hisabahum, wa hum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. The day of accounting has drawn near to mankind, and yet most of them, they turn away and they're playing. They're not paying attention. This is what the one who controls death has already told us. But are we waiting for the doctor to tell us before we get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is from the benefits of remembering death, brothers and sisters. It'll make you want to repent to Allah. Reflect the next time that you're committing a sin. The next time you're committing a sin, reflect, what if the angel of death comes right now while I'm doing this? And if that doesn't make you want to stop, then I don't know what will. Reflect the next time you just committed a sin. Reflect what would have happened if Allah had sent the angel of death at that moment when we were committing that sin. And it should make you thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He didn't send al-malak al-maut for you when you were doing that sin. This is from the benefits of remembering death, brothers and sisters. Last Saturday, and inshallah tomorrow too, we talked about Ashrat al-Sah, the minor signs of the hour. Because the people, we love to hear about the hour, what's going to happen towards the end of time. But we need to benefit from this. But we should reflect, because many times the people, they think Yawmul Qiyamah is so far away. And I know before Yawmul Qiyamah happens, this has to happen and this has to happen. There's going to be certain signs that are going to happen. So we get fooled into thinking that we have all kinds of time left. But brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Kana rijalun min al-arabi jufatan. يَتُونَ نَبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَيَسْأَلُونَهُ مَتَسَاءَ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that some rough Bedouins, they came to Rasulullah, and they used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask him about the hour. When is the hour, O Messenger of Allah? When is Yawmul Qiyamah going to happen, Ya Rasulullah? Aisha said, فَقَانَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi يَنْدُرُ إِلَىٰ أَزْغَارِهِمْ. Fayaqul, Rasulullah, he would look at this group of people, and he would look at the youngest one from among them. He would look at the youngest one from among them, and Rasulullah would say to them, if this one lives to be an old age, your hour would have already come to you. If this young person, if he lives to be old, your hour would have already come to you. What this means, brothers and sisters, is that the only thing separating us from the hour, the day of resurrection, is our death. That's it. Once we die, we're going to find ourselves in the hour. The next thing we know, we're going to be popping up out of that ground, going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we should remember death. We should remember death. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew some lines in the dirt. And in some narrations, the lines were like a straight line going out of a box. And this straight line that went outside of the box, Rasulullah said, that is hope. That's man's hope. That's his hopes for the future, what he plans to do in the future. And Rasulullah said, before he reaches that line, this line that is closer to him, that's his death. That's his death. And he said, and the closer line is going to get to him before the other line. We should reflect how many of us, we have all kinds of plans for the future. We all do. In the future, I plan to do this. I plan to retire. I'm going to send my kid to this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to build this. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. Maybe I'm going to go to Hajj. In the future. What happens if we don't get to that future, brothers and sisters? And this is from the benefits of remembering death. That death can come at any moment. Amr ibn Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, he said that he used to get on the minbar. He used to come up on the minbar, and he used to give the khutbah to the people. And he used to say to them some nasiha. Amr, he used to say, many a person has seen the beginning of the day, and he didn't live to see the end of the day. Many people, they lived to see the beginning of the day. They saw the morning. But these same people, they didn't live to see the end of the day. And he said, many a person, he lived to see the end of the day, and he never made it to the next morning. And we should reflect. One day this is going to be us. And I was reflecting upon this because the last time that I stood on this minbar, the last time that I said this, there was an older brother that was sitting right there by the window. And when I said this brother, I could tell that he was thinking about it. And he was nodding his head. That was the last time that brother ever heard that again. That was the last time shortly after that brother passed away. What about us, brothers and sisters? What if this is the last time we're ever going to hear this? Will we benefit from this reminder? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be from those people who remember death and they prepare for it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsan ila yawm al-din. Amma ba'd. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself and to you is let's get into the habit of remembering death and let's start preparing for it. Because it does you no good to remember it and then you still keep doing the bad things. It does you no good to remember, hey, I might die in the future, but then you keep on doing the things you're doing. You don't do those things which are going to help you when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon occasion, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he stood up on the minbar just like I'm doing. And he began to give the khutbah to the people. And as he's talking at the very beginning of the khutbah, they bring a mayit, they bring a dead person, and they're going to pray janazah for him after the khutbah, after the salat. When Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, when he saw them bring this mayit, this dead person there, Uthman ibn Affan, he wrapped it up. It was done. He wrapped it up. He didn't finish the khutbah, he just wrapped it up. And they prayed. Afterwards, the people, they said to Uthman, "Ya Uthman, why you stop? Why you didn't continue the khutbah? Why you didn't continue to talk? They brought the dead person and you just stopped. You cut the khutbah short." Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said, "That mayit, that dead person, that's the best khutbah. That's the best khutbah. You don't need anything besides that." Why? Because that's a reminder that that's going to be us one day. So brothers and sisters, this is why I wanted to speak about it. When we saw our young brother, he passed over into the next life. We should reflect one day that's going to be us. And this young boy, alhamdulillah, we don't worry about that young boy. Because the children of the believers, they're in Jannah. But what about us? What about us? What are we preparing for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are we trying to do for ourselves to give Allah a reason to save us from the hellfire and to enter us into Jannah? Upon occasion, another Arabi, he came to Rasulullah, another Bedouin, he came to Rasululullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a? Oh, Messenger of Allah, when is the hour?" What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? Rasulullah, he looked at this Bedouin, he said to him, "Ma adata laha? What have you prepared for it? You're asking me about when is the hour? I'm asking you, what have you prepared for it?" So brothers and sisters, we need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what have we prepared for the hour? So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us, let's get into the habit of reflecting upon death. Let's get into the habit of remembering death. And from the benefits of doing that, once again, is you rush to make tawbah to Allah. You rush to ask Allah to forgive you. You rush to do the good deeds. You rush to stop the sins. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be from those people who prepare for what comes next. And I want to leave us with a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّ قُلُّ النَّفْسِ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah says, and have taqwa of the day. Fear the day when you will be brought back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every person on that day, he's going to be paid whatever he earned. And Allah is promising there will be no oppression on that day. The only oppression on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be from ourselves, from the oppression that we did to ourselves. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the muflihun, the successful people on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I ask